The book of Ezekiel 18:4 says, "Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die." We have been talking about the power of the blood. And we have been talking about that since Friday. On Friday, we talked about the price for exchange. That there is always an exchange. We live a life of kind of trade by barter. Prophet, there's no gun here today. Go back. Praise the Lord. We live. Hallelujah. We live a life of that of trade by barter. What you invest is what you get. Favor also demands work. Favor also demands that you do something. He demands that you pay the price for righteousness. He demands that you love God with the whole of your heart. There is nothing that goes for nothing. But we learn that we should be aware to have enough wisdom to know what we should give for something. That we should not invest too much when we are not supposed to invest. We should not pay a price that is higher than the price that should be given for something. We should always know, this thing that I want to get, what price equates it. And that calls for wisdom, calls for knowledge, it calls for understanding. Amen. Amen. Because the soul that sinneth shall surely die. And Jesus Christ came and paid the highest price. Paid that price that is equal. To take away the power of sin, to destroy the power of sin, and to destroy the power of death. Because he said in the Garden of Eden, he said when they commit sin, what will happen to them? They will die. So he came and took that place. And then we had Daddy telling us, analyzing everything that Jesus Christ has come to do with the power of his blood yesterday. He redeemed us. He sanctified us. He set us free. He reconciled and reconciled us to the Father and restored back to us all things. All these things we learned yesterday. And it calls for us now to start responding to what he has done. We ask us to know the knowledge, to be aware, to be fully minded of how much price that Jesus paid. That was why we use the book of Isaiah 53. For he was wounded for our transgression and bruised for our iniquities. Amen. He used his life to pay. Because the book of Leviticus 17, that he also read part of it, 11, he said, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I have given it to you upon the altar to make what? An atonement. An atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul." It is the blood that makes an atonement for the soul. It's not any other thing when it comes to your life. When it comes to eternity, it is the blood. And this is what Jesus Christ has paid. He shed his blood for the atonement for your souls. So that you can have life and have it what? In abundance. According to his promise in the book of John 10:10. Amen. The book of Hebrews 9 from 20. He's saying, 20 to 22. He said, "This is the blood of the testament which God has enjoined unto you. Having known that the life of the flesh is in the blood." He said, "This is the blood of the testament." In other words, this is the life. of the testament which God has enjoined unto you, because the blood has life, and it is only life that can destroy death. If you go to our native doctors, I mean, you see them on film. Amen. When they ask, when you need something, maybe you want your business to become better or whatever, they say, bring this one, bring this one, bring this one. If you let us not go too far. When Balak wanted to curse the Israelites and he hired Balaam, how many animals did he kill on each altar? Seven of bulls, of cows, in different portions of the mountain. He sacrificed 7, 7, 21, or is it 7 times 7 times? I don't even know. Is that 21 or 49? One of the two. Amen. To sacrifice just because he wants to place a curse. He wants to destroy. So that the life that is in that animal, as the animal is dying, will be translated to be a curse. But because Jesus Christ, before the foundation of the world, has prepared you and I for himself, he did not allow curse to become or to happen to the children of Israel, making it a prototype, an understanding that we should have now, that with his blood, because his, the life is in his blood, he is able and he has been able to change the situation. Amen. So this is the life of the testament. I can read it like that instead of this is the blood. If you say there is no life in your blood, go and drain your blood if you will still be alive. Even there is a sickness called anemia, it kills. So people do blood transfusion. He said, this is the blood of the testament which God has enjoined unto you. Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacles, talking about Moses and all the vessels of the ministry. That everything about the church, that time in the wilderness, they used the blood of animals to sprinkle both the tabernacle, the altar, and everything, and all the vessels that they used. 22 is where I am going to. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without shedding of blood is no remission. That almost all things is what I want to mark. Almost all things are by the law, according to how it is written. Almost all things are purged with the blood. And without shedding of blood is no remission. What are you people showing us? Praise the Lord. Okay, we are showing only me. Amen. Amen. Meaning that there is a place for the work of the blood. And there is a place even the blood will not answer for you. Did I just say something? Can we please stop talking? And let me tell those ones, their noise is also coming here too. Praise the Lord. He said, almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood is no remission. So that means that there are some things that is not the blood that will answer. Despite the fact that the blood is able to purge almost all things. So we've come to realize, according to the Bible, that the blood purged two main things, which is the power of sin and the power of death. That is why Paul said, death, where is your power? Grave, where is your sting? The book of 1 Corinthians 15. is why also, when the blood was shed, according to the book of Matthew, when Jesus Christ died, Matthew 27, from verse 50, he said, Jesus, when he has cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain, from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose, and came out of the grave afterwards his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. Just for you to know the power that is in the blood, that exchange that was made, immediately the blood of Jesus, when they pierced him on the cross, not even when they searched him, because when they searched him, the blood was coming from his back, but he was not yet on the cross. But immediately he was on the cross, and then they pierced him, and the blood from his side, and the blood from his head, because of the thorns that was placed on his head. You know, it takes time to touch the ground. Immediately the blood touched the ground. Bam! The ground, the earth reacted.
Equally.
Are you getting what I'm saying? It was until that blood touched the ground. That was why you can hear that the blood of Abel was crying. Because blood do speak. Blood cries for revenge. So if the blood touched the ground, which has swallowed up the saints, who with expectation, despite the fact that during their own time, people refused to believe in God, but they stood and they believed in God, and they died believing in God. Immediately the blood touched the ground, the exchange was made. Satan could not keep them any longer in prison. Satan could not keep them any longer in his charge, because the exchange has been made. How will it be? He said the dead in Christ, even as at that time, more than 2,000 years ago, they resurrected. They came out of the prison. They came out of the grave. How much more should we believe that Jesus Christ of Nazareth did resurrected according to the Bible? When he resurrected those more than 500 saints, not wicked ones, not those who refused him, but those despite all the things that is happening around them, their heart, their mind killed and accepted the Lord God and the prophecies of the prophets. They fear God and they were resurrected. And the Bible is telling us that this same Jesus, when he died and went to the grave, it was not the blood that resurrected him. I told you people that before. The blood paid the price. May the Lord God receive and accept your thanksgiving and bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Rasontole mahanda reka seteliha. It was not the blood that resurrected Jesus. The blood paid the price. The blood saved us from sin. The blood saved us from death. The blood saved us from the power of darkness. But the blood did not resurrect Jesus. Who resurrected Jesus?
The Spirit
resurrected Jesus. God the Father resurrected Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus himself resurrected himself. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Because these three are one. He said, I laid down my life. Is that not the words of Jesus? I laid down my life and I take it again.
Yes.
The blood did the work that the blood should do. But the spirit that is also inside the blood, that is the life. He said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And the life is comprised, is inside the blood. And the life is the word of God that has been with God right from the beginning. I mean, I've told you people so many of these things, so I don't need to start quoting scripture. John 1:1, you know the story. Before this became the light, became flesh, and dwell among men, and we behold his glory as unto the glory of the Father. So this same life is in the blood, which is Jesus, who is Jesus himself. He said, I give them my life and I take it back. And inside the life is the power of the Holy Ghost hidden. The dunamis, the dunamis power, the dunamic power of God is hidden in the life. So Satan could not stop him. When the blood was shed, the Holy Spirit was moving. He said, if this spirit that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead, according to the book of Romans 8, dwell in you. He said, that same spirit will vitalize, will bring alive your dead body. So the spirit, immediately he died, immediately he paid a price. He went, according to the book of Colossians, to the grave. He rescued and make a public disgrace of our enemies. They could not stop him. Why? The blood has been shed. And that was what resurrected him. And then I asked myself, what does this mean to you and I? What is this knowledge? The knowledge of the spirit that is in the life, that is in the blood, the knowledge of the spirit that was in the mind and is in the mind of Jesus, that Satan could not keep it in the grave. He said, death could not hold it down. Satan could not keep him in the grave. And the people of old, they had that same knowledge. There is what you will believe that will start happening for you. As I was meditating, I remembered Enoch. How come is it that Enoch has so much understanding and death do not have power over him? What is in Elijah that Elijah did not die but was taken? What was it in Moses? These three people in the Bible, they did not die. What was that understanding? All these things happened before the resurrection of Jesus Christ. All these things happened before Jesus Christ died. But these people, they did not die during their time, because there was testimony that their life understood what God stands for them. We are saying these things for us to start thinking and start thinking well. What you allow is what will happen. What I allow is what will happen. The Bible said, he said, just as he is, so are we in this body, the book of 1 John 4. As he is, because he created us to be gods. He said, ye are gods. Yes. Old Testament said, for you will die as mortal men, according to the book of Psalm 82. But he does not want you to die as mortal men. If before Jesus died and resurrected, people understood the power of life and the power of the Holy Ghost that was in them, and they did not allow death to reign over their mortal bodies, to the extent that Moses was leading the church in the wilderness for 40 good years. 40 good years, they were not sick. Those that died were those who disbelieved the word of God. Those that perished, according to Hebrews 4, were those who refused to accept what God was giving them. Actually, they were calling death and declaring death unto themselves, so they died. They grumbled and murmured against God instead of receiving life that God has given them, so they perished. But those who stood with Moses, Joshua and Caleb. Where is Joshua? Okay, he's here. Because any times I say Joshua, he will scream. Okay. Praise the Lord. And because we go there. Amen. Joshua and Caleb. They stayed to the end because they believed. Amen. Amen. So what am I saying? That God has revealed himself unto us. He revealed himself unto so many people so that we can believe the power and the truth that is in his resurrection. Now you are the child of God. Now you are the seed of God. Now you have been resurrected. What are you to do? Amen. All my grandchildren, they are all here today. Hallelujah. We have so much work to do to keep them. Amen. It is good, at least I see so many faces. New faces today. Thank God for Easter. And thank God that we are allowed, that there was no lockdown for us from this part. To God be the glory. Some of our people, for the first time in 1 year, they are entering into church today. Hallelujah! Amen! Glory be to God. 1 John 2:1. He said, my little children, these things write I unto you that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Ish, if I hear your voice there again. Bam! Prophetess. Be quiet. I'm preaching. Okay. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Just as we are trying to call show how we should also concentrate. Amen. Verse 2 says, and hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. Mm-hmm. And he said that, and he that said and know him and keep not his commandment is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keep his word is, praise the Lord. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him, that we are in him. He that said he abided in him, not himself, also so to walk, even as he walked. For us to allow, because he said to us in the book of John 15, he said if we accept him, and we accept his words, and we agree to his commandments, he said he and the Father will come and have and take his abode in us. Now, if God is living in you, and the word is in you, and the spirit is in you, what is that thing that you are assured of? Eternal life. Because Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. So if we say that we agreed that is our Father, is our Lord, and we do that which he tells us, and we walk in the ways he asks us to walk, by the power of the Holy Ghost, because without the Holy Ghost you can do nothing. But as we allow the Holy Spirit to move in us, we will be convinced in our heart and convinced in our spirit that when he appears again, because he's coming back, we'll be like him and we'll go with him. Amen.
Amen.
Don't be deceived. And that example was also given in the Bible. What happened on the Mount of Transfiguration? The Bible told us that Moses and Elijah appeared. They saw their form. And Peter, they were able to recognize by the Spirit. They were able to recognize that this is Peter and this is who? Elijah. All these things are written for us to be able to think and think well. That this God that we are serving is not a non-entity God. He is real. He is the creator. He is the father. He is the giver of life. He gave us an example. I mean, you can ask yourself, how come did Elijah and Elisha, they were able to resurrect the dead? Jesus Christ did the same. Lazarus was already in the grave for this. But death could not hold him.
Yes.
Because Jesus was the resurrection. So while he was on earth, he practiced what he said will become of us in the future. So that we can believe and know that we are not deceived. And that we cannot what? Be deceived. Amen.
Amen.
So he said unto you and I that we should love one another. We should love one another. We should help one another. We should assist one another. We should leave sin and everything that has to do with sin. As we are reading in the book of 1 John 3:9, he said, whosoever is born, before I even read 9, let me start from 7. He said, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. And for this purpose, the Son of Man was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Say amen to that.
Amen.
I'm saying all this repeatedly so that we can learn some things. While you are praying prayers for yourself, he said, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And he indeed destroyed the works of the devil. Why am I saying this? So that you will be convinced why you are praying.